What's the capital
Lost
right?
Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to...
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you?
everyone will get a chance to speak. We treat others here the way that we would expect to be treated. Also, I'd like to mention that all the views and opinions of the guests on the show are reflective of the ownership and management of Lakota National Radio and are of their own free will. We all believe in freedom of speech and respect for all people. Feedback and conversation are encouraged. Thank you for joining us and enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Yes, and that was Rob Cohen, another leader coordinator of the La Cosa Nostra radio group, doing the disclaimer where we cannot be sought out for any legal liabilities on our part of any viewpoints expressed on this show. Hello, I'm Raz. This is Sunday night, August 20th, 2023, and we've come about together again for our explicit love of poetry. I hope you're all in the mood. And over here in my studio limelight, I see my lovely co-host, Boo. How are you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, Boo.
Okay, good. I'm okay. How are you? We're doing our best.
I heard you sustained some harsh weather or an earthquake at the magnitude of 6.0 Richter scale.
Yeah, 6.0, yep. I think we're getting aftershocks now. Yeah, so
and
I don't know how
you
long.
You managed to call into the studio. That's very brave.
Yes. I don't know how long I'll be able to stay on. I don't see anybody here anyway, but I'm supposed to be keeping the people safe, but I thought I'd try to get on for a little bit. We're having the aftershocks now, so see how it goes, but I did not want to have the show.
Well, what can I tell you? It's just one of those things, really. All the postponements and delays lately.
Exactly. That's because that's the way he wants it. He's determined to get rid of us, so. But we're not going to let that happen. We have other platforms. We don't need his. Right?
Yeah, we're going to try to release shows off of Clubhouse, maybe. And,
yeah. We have a
website in the works.
Yeah, we got it to work. We just have to share it with everybody, everybody who listens. You know, you should join the Clubhouse app, download the Clubhouse app, and you can join us over there. No restrictions. We do our poetry there, and you can read your poetry there, and it's a different platform, but it's a lot of fun. So you can do that. Also, we have a website. I'm going to grab that and tell you what it is in a minute. So, you know, there's other things we can do if he's willing to get rid of us. So he won't even let you back, and you haven't done anything wrong. So, you know, he's just a cold, vindictive person. I wish people could see that. But they will eventually one day. Probably too late by then, but you never know.
A little bit so, more of what to expect from corporate monopolies. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we think we could just say some poems of some people that do support us and still show up, you know. Some of our regulars, we could pick and play some of their and just listen if you want. I don't know if anyone else is going to call or whatever, but I have to tell Adam and Rack still. I just haven't had any time today to do it. But... but I want to make a little show so that people have something to listen to so they know where else we're going to be, you know? Definitely join Clubhouse because we're very active over there. So.
Just send the pop out for those who want to hear the broadcast.
You know, we're still on the front page over here, so that's good. But, yeah, it's just, it just sucks all around, you know?
Yeah, we've been on the front page of Blog Talk. How long now? 3 weeks in a row? 4 weeks in a row?
Over a month and a half, actually. So, and our ratings have tripled. People listen. A lot of people listen all over the world. So you can't keep us down. We're on the front right now. Still, it's been almost 6 weeks. You know, people still listen to us. People still like us. He might not. But I don't really give a shit what he thinks. You know, I wish somebody else could see how everybody else could see how cold he is. You know, fuck you and fuck your site. That's what I say. So, you know, I'm sure he'll close the group soon anyway. So then he wins all around, or so he thinks. But you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, in my opinion. I don't know if you want to pick somebody who supports us, a regular who does support us, play their poem.
Hello, poetry.
Yeah. You want to pick somebody?
Pick someone from the studio?
Yeah, just pick somebody who does support us and we play their poem. That's what we'll do for
sure.
A couple poems.
Let me, why not Phil the Poet? And here's a poem by him. God Commit. SoundCloud. Phil.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called The Committee. Gargoyles shaped lanterns spew out flames along the subterranean corridor. Hooded figures in oxblood robes walk to the beat of a death march. Towards an old oak door covered in a plethora of webs, which creeps open with the blinking of a soulless eye. Two statues guarding the immense room of mirrors, reflecting the ash and bone that radiate the ancient artifacts. Gold turned to mustard in the poor flickering light. A nickel falls upon the granite floor with an echo. Here they stand in a ceremony of ebony robes, behind grotesque viper masks, forging a poisonous chant, a tsunami of crazed shouting and epileptic dancing, muscles twitching, jaws clenched in savage ecstasy. Through the smoke of licorice incense stands a figure dressed in saffron and ruby ritual coverings of the shadows, with a two-edged sword and a bottle of snakebite, with her amethyst scabbard hanging off the right thigh. An innocent sacrifice lies comatose among the ornamented straw, sand mixed in her carrot-infused hair with a hint of vanilla penetrating the foul stench of the iron scent of blood. Pills and trinkets lie exposed around her limp body. Suddenly, a gurgling scream is heard as a shadowed hand plunges a dagger through the high priest's thorax from behind. Wounded, he becomes the revenge of a many assassination, slowly dying upon the dirty crimson iceberg floor. The hero flings his robe off and discards his mask, collects the dead man's weapons ready for his escape. But he is stabbed through the fifth rib, piercing his heart. Over his body stands the girl with a sword welded to her hand.
The nerve! I hear
the
girl. We just gotta acknowledge you are trifling ass. Maybe by speaking out loud, you will realize who you are. And I'll
listen to my favorite. That was Phil.
Okay. I'm gonna play two in a row.
Cyanide crystallize. Take flight from the runway lined mandala path. Tightly woven by tattoo tapestry into the night burning with silver moonlight. Sink into sheets under starry sky, laced with bright banners blazing through the space across lines of longitude which divide through time. Flight across the looping meridian, scalpel strokes with surgeon precision sculpted by steady-handed direction, following the necklace traced on fingers, evading the sting of what lingers. See the flowers sway through space to form a bookmark on a folded page between compass needles of metallic, mechanic dancing madness and a kyanite crystallize. satin orbits around my head, raining buckets of black bile. Shards of clay crack at the seams, spill mead into the crevices within me. Listen to the piper at the gate of dawn, blowing gusts of wind into musical form. Beyond the mist of sleep lies dream's kingdom, where soft whispers and breath take us to the edge of death. Universal movie screens of divine picture interpretations, saturated beyond neon lights, soft breath into the delight of night. Skin glowing radiance under flickering candlelight, I follow the Southern Cross north until I find your path, when the dancing shadows we see, truth written in a dream of destiny. Maskless dreams of kyanite crystallize.
Yeah, I think that was Rob Cohen. The background noise cutting down. Right.
Yeah, can you?
You know, both were great examples of.
Can you play a couple more in a row? I need a minute. Sorry.
And, yeah, Boo's a bit occupied there on the other line. As you heard from Phil, what is there to a commitment but a sword fight to the death on a woman or a man's honor? And this is the kind of medieval tradition which has really cut its way over into modern times on trying to dominate and possess that one particular specimen of the opposite sex. It was followed up by Cohen's crystallized visions, in which you have those moments spent together, which might end up becoming a lifetime of occasional memory on when there had been an ideal rather than only pushing forth prioritized, genderizing, and other such measures to measures. That reference to Piper at the Gates of Dawn, yeah, I would say that was a good part of what I spent in my early college years, like I mentioned in the previous blog, listening to, you can imagine for yourself, I think my first psychedelic experience, the album was playing in the very bedroom I am right now. There was a break between tripping more than one reality on Power Tote. But, yeah, there's so much there. Barrett, for himself, was really considered one of those innovative pioneers when it comes to present-day, modern-day rock. And although they seem right now to have been tracks of which only a single generation may have fully appreciated, Interstellar Overdrive, the one power rock performance which Floyd would play in the early days along with Astronomy Donome, Space Rock, is originated right there. I believe they would just pick up the amplifiers and then play along the lines with the orchestrated organ section. Also emphasize the notion of astral projectionism. So he wanted to process all that. Was really also the piper for what you can look up on YouTube. There's more than one performance to Interstellar Overdrive bootleg over the years. I was just listening to a different one, which I didn't think I was going to find. But at this success rate, if you go deeper into the unreleased versions, they're all there. I would say that it was one of the more standing up performances in the early days, Pink Floyd. And what else can I tell you? Maybe we should try a little bit of another supporter. Why not? Let me look at what we have here in the studio for that form of reinforcement. And here's Wayne in April 13th.
This is called Castle in Comfort. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. On every hill, above everything, there is a sculptured scene. Polished, perpendicular palace with dotted domes of deal. High-rise, honey-heavy homes, highlights haze on hill. Marbled, mosaic mint mountains, molded many memories. Moist moss on glazed green grass, framed fruity stories. Cashmere-coated cotton clouds, covers silky slotted sky. Flat-fluted evergreen ferns, forged shadows etched in eye. Scarlet dotted tall toadstools guard fancy flamingo flowers. Emerald eyes, a peppermint princess stare from teal towers. Dehydrated doe deer dances during diamond daylight. Olive owl softly serenades gazebo garden grounds tonight. Wintergreen makes nostrils keen in the mist of early spring. Aardvark barks till nearly dark as honeydew and clover sing. Limp-laced, long-haired, porcelain-eyed princess cracks corkscrew. Crisp, corduroy, curly king toast the crystal crescent view. In.
Yeah, and with his usual humor, Wayne ends all his tracks on SoundCloud on that one line, the end, and we're supposed to pick up from there. Scratching the brain.
Hilarious.
As JoJo had once said on a different special. Yeah, Boo, are you back on?
I love Wayne. Wayne is supportive, so always supportive of every group, of every person. His poetry has grown over the years, and it only goes from deep to funny. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes he gives you gross and gory, but it's always poetic and lovely. Rob's was beautiful, romantic, gorgeous. And Phil the Poet, that was so well written. It was kind of eerie, kind of scary, kept me on the edge of my seat. Beautiful accent, and you're always supportive and a true friend, too. We appreciate that. And then we got another true friend on the phone as we speak.
Yes, it's Rack here on the studio line.
Hey, Racky Poo.
Racky Tor.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm alive.
Tiki-taka-comb. Which says one of the tracks, Beatles Off Session.
I got blisters on my fingers.
I got blisters on my fingers. Yeah, healthy culture. I'm wearing the White Album shirt right now, so I would know.
We just had Earthquake 6.0.
Oh, wow. The earth moves for you, huh?
Yeah,
it's been
apparently.
A while.
It sure has. I almost forgot what it felt like. We're just
what
going
did it feel like,
sir? It was just too quick to remember.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Shake, rattle, roll, and then get the fuck out. That's pretty much how it went. But, We're going over some of our biggest supporters, our truest friends, poetry. So we can pick any one of yours that you'd like to read. I'm trying to get Adam's butt over here. Unless you want to think about which one you want to you do.
I can't speak when it comes to that. I'm all over the place.
Okay, so we could pick one?
Yeah, you could pick one.
All right. Before that, let's see. Let's do how do one from Kitty, and then I'm going to decide on. So,
you could pick a lefty poet.
It's either lefty poet. Or maybe I should. Never mind. I was going to say something else. If I could get typed in the name in here. So we're trying to, like, tell people where we're going to bring the show to. I'm hoping people will come to Clubhouse, but I know some people won't be able to. We do have a website, too, which I'm going to give out. So, I don't know. We're thinking about what to do. So we're up for suggestions. Cause,
formatting.
You know, whatever he can do to get us out, he'll going to do.
You're not asking people to tell you where to go, are you? Because you're going to get flooded with responses.
You know, and the thing is, you know, like, you know, Raz doesn't deserve this. He didn't do anything. So that just really pisses me off. But here's Kitty.
Swallowed by silence, by Kitty the Naughty Poet. Swallowed whole by the darkness, searching deep for a beacon of hope. See through the ghosts of memories hurt, right through to the shadows, as they dance between the light, deflecting rainbow's neon colours, sailing as they bounce out of pure silence. Slumping down into the madness of sorrow, the abyss of broken twisted pieces, swallowed by silence, missing voices and written words shimmer in the ghost transparency, unseen by the naked eye, silent day after day, night after night. Reading between the unwritten lines, unforgettable ghost of memories, dreams, left me in the dungeon of reality, never to see the break of day, withering in shadow sorrow, silvery ghost, unforgettable, even in the darkness of evolving silence. End poem.
Yeah, and that came with its own little auto-tune, ringtone. But Kitty did a fantastic job burning on those fires. I think that speaks of an unquestionable passion. What about you, Rack?
Yeah, I enjoy her writing a lot. Darkness, passion, you know, she's a good writer. And that poem is great.
Right. You know, it had me thinking about my current romantic life, of which,
What did you say, Rack?
I was comparing it to being put in a dungeon.
Yeah. I think Kitty likes those naughty things, you know. She doesn't hide it either. That's what I like about her. She's, like, straight up. She's honest with what she wants, what she likes, what she... And I don't think she's the woman who's afraid to ask for it. So I always appreciate that, you know. And she's been steadfast, stick by us, so I appreciate that, too. That's on here and on Clubhouse. So she's a cool chick in my book. Trying to find one from
Kitty did a fantastic job. I was just mentioning the realities of trying to date on social media. You know, I had one girl, she was like, well, I like you, I'll even show you naughty photos of myself, but I need the gas money. And the other was like, well, you know, I'm in love with you, but can you pay for my food and rent? And we had just met like for 2 weeks, so I don't know, I have to find somewhere else to find some form of romantic connection other than Facebook.
They have to go out in the real world, unfortunately.
If Raz were candy, he'd be a sugar
world.
Daddy. If Raz were a candy, he'd be a sugar daddy.
Be a sugar daddy. True, true. That's funny. What was I going to say? Okay, so... Rax. I think, you know, I think Sinister has a show on too tonight. Isn't that funny? I think he was just starting one.
I wanted to play something before back as to our supporters.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in over a year. Godspeed. And this is Big Verge.
Hardcore. So, what's the score to be seen as hardcore? Being lyrically raw for some for sure, or dropping bombs on heads through songs in native tongues, I guess for some is hardcore stuff. Hardcore words of curse-filled verse, like those that run wordplay like cunt. Now makes millions, believe it, son. Is that hardcore or talk for whores whose thoughts are poor when it comes to the cause of really being hardcore? Well, here's the score. My wordplay stuns without taser guns or running gums to prove I'm tough. My hardcore mind creates fine rhymes that expose crimes I see in this life. So my rhyme designs are hardcore lines that take the stance of a righteous man. That's quite a claim. Hardcore insane. Hell nah, I'm playing. My brain inflames pages with brains. Regal. Not slave, unable to break above the snakes, lyrically a sage. You see, hardcore talk inspired this walk towards these thoughts to source lyrical swords, Wu-Tang insured. Hardcore to your paws with lyrics of war, no blood need pour, but thought for sure I do implore you bring to the fore to join the cause. Lyricism good for rhythm, incision filled with scissors that cut with skilled precision. You suckers need to listen, hardcore does not mean killing or illing penicillin. Is that good for your children? It's just one flows I'm bringing, hardcore, no I'm just kidding. See, this is lyricism, built with witticism. Joke filled, yes, for the women. Cause jokes help man get in them. Girls who know be grinning, cause hardcore bros be winning and seeing hoes like vision. I see you chose to live in a world of Western fiction. It seems it's broke, no fixing. No Jims or Joes enlisted. That lies for those with children. It's deeper than you're thinking. Pedophile, you mess with child. My hardcore vibe gets wicked. I fuck them up with quickness. Yes, them and all their siblings. Right now, Big Verge ain't kidding. These evil breeds are sickening. I cut heads off like quickenings. Highlander, slander, hardcore gambler. Take a risk and slit the wrist. I'm in the neck of any hardcore racist head. Hardcore and vex. When yes, upset. Silence. Transcend. To make things tense. I'm a peaceful man, so it doesn't make sense to make attacks hardcore like death. These words expressed have no context, cause this violence rests inside my head. Hardcore, oh yes, until I'm dead. See, I'm a hardcore smoker, well some say joker, who gets through quotas like stocks do brokers. Nope. Not Bram Stoker, African yes, but nothing like Bota. Just a breed of locusts swarming, warning those informing. Watch yourself, them cards you dealt may just have spelt a hardcore tell that's gonna damage your health. This set of rhymes is a hardcore right now across the lines of my notepad as my mental grabs these words like slabs with commandment tabs. Thou shalt roar and lead the hordes like gym without doors. Thou shalt not force wordplay that's poor. My words rock jaws of those on boards, yes, corporate whores. Thou shalt face war and deal with scorn from ignorant scores who you need to ignore. Thou urge the born to yes, adorn pages that source, thus born from thought, the sum, the sure, my son will call hardcore.
Right, and that was Big Verge doing hardcore. It had a bit of tricky feel there. You know, you can hear the elements of present-day hip-hop. Yeah, he went out and shined. What about you saying to this track?
Oh, man, he was a natural. I love that. I mean, there's so many lines in there, but what really resonated with me was he managed to get the word witticism in the middle. But what led up to it was just fantastic. And then, you know, that he kind of slid that in there in a way that just fits so nice. And you know, in the middle of it too, you know, part of the message was that it was in his head about what's hardcore too. And you know, I very much appreciate that too, because a lot of, you know, what he's talking about is attitude on top of everything else. And, you know, it was a wonderful attitude that he had, I thought. You know, it was beautifully done, beautifully presented. And, you know, just deserving of some sort of album or something. I mean, every time I heard him, I always thought it was like it sounded like it came off the radio. It was very professional.
That was a good choice.
Yeah,
that
was Big Verge, hardcore. What were you saying, Boo? What's your feedback?
That was a good choice because that's one of my favorites of his, next to the Black James Bond, which he hated that.
Double
I like that. It's just so funny. But yeah, it was that one was really good. And then his voice sounded so serious and sounded so poetic. I just liked his whole vibe, you know, even though we had like a love-hate relationship, but, you know, he was awesome. But, yeah, wherever you are, you know, I hope that you're in peace. So, yeah. If we have any SoundClouds from Zappa, I don't think so, but we're going to play something from Rack next. And I was looking at him, I said, ooh, I like all of them. I like this one, though. I like this one. I like them all, but this one's funny.
Cure right, for a Foul Mood by Raconteur. It doesn't happen every day, but if you ask nicely, a pretty bird might sing, momentarily transporting us to nirvana, where the bond of our friendship means everything. You wouldn't know it just to look at her, remnants of a little girl inside. Her face may appear slightly weathered, a side effect of all the tears she's cried. Her mind and her heart set her apart from anyone I've ever known. And when she bleeds her emotions onto the page, it always cuts me to the bone. From the beginning, I never quite knew what to say. I'm sure as hell no singer, but I aspire to be there at the end of the day, rooted by the resonance of words that linger. The seeds of creativity flourish, bathed in the warmth of her smile, exposing undeniable truth seen through her eyes, allowing me to soar like a bird, if only for a while. End poem.
Right, and that was Rack. And what more is there to say? Some people are signs and messages. Some events are also like those birds. Thank you very much, Rack. Boo, feedback.
Yeah. Hello. Sorry. I was just looking at something. Sorry. Pre-Bird's poem. I'm sorry. I was looking at reading something. I was trying to figure out if a 6 is like, if a 10 is the worst, then a 6 is like pretty bad, right? But how come it doesn't feel like that? I was just wondering this to myself. Anyway, but I like this because, well, first of all, I already know how you feel about Pretty Bird, you know, and I don't mean like lovey-dovey. I mean like friendship-wise and respect-wise, and you have a relationship with her and you're pretty close, and you can just feel the admiration here in your poem. And, you know, you kind of capture her, like her, you know, her quirkiness, her straightforwardness, you know, her poetic side and the person that she is. And she's a strong woman and all of that. So I think you got that in there, and I could hear the love in your voice, and it's a beautiful thing to see when a friend supports another friend. So I love this one. Anybody wishes they had a poem like this written about them?
Thanks, Bo.
Yes, it's always great to have friends online. But like I was telling you, I tried to get closer, and I was pretty much blocked out on Facebook. But, you know, you have your other friends on social media, like the ones that you constantly read the post of on Twitter, or which is now really known as the Corporation X, whatever's with that. You have Twitter the bird, how is it an X? Elon Musk made those kinds of corporate decisions, transformed the name of the platform.
Just so you know, if I drop, then I'm going to have to switch my phone and come back, just so you know. I'm not going to be going anywhere, just in case.
And I guess I'm looking for Zappa. I'm running into plenty of different other names here in the studio going down and up the list. But, yeah, why don't we do one real quick, Asala, who we haven't heard of in quite some time, but she's always been a great supporter of the blog. And here's Today and Now by Asala.
And love poems today and now, aujourd'hui et maintenant. I'm alone in a place like paradise. Today and now, smell of moss flowing from the waterfalls invade my memory, reminding me of the vast forest. Breeze of the wind blowing between the branches touch my eyes, leaving me dreaming for the similar feeling. Shadow that darkens the rock hides me beyond. Water flowing from the stream makes me dance in a heavenly garden. Setting sun blows me cold until dawn, sing songs to me, and then my bare feet run by the river. My curly hair flies away with the clouds, and I, my voice echoes to the fear coming from afar. And a bird's wing will guide me every day, a day of storm or thunder. Si je suis seule dans une place semblable au paradis, aujourd'hui et maintenant, l'odeur de la mousse qui s'écoule des cascades envahit ma mémoire, me rappelant les vastes forêts, la brise du vent flottant entre les branches, touche mes yeux, me laissant rêver d'un sentiment dissemblable. L'ombre qui sombre le rocher me cache par-delà. L'eau qui coule d'un ruisseau me fait danser dans un jardin céleste. Le couchant qui me souffle de l'or, ce que l'aurore me chante des chansons. Et puis, mes pieds nus courent près du fleuve. Mes cheveux bouclés s'envolent avec les nuages. Et moi, ma voix fait écho au zéphyr qui vient de loin. Et l'aile d'un oiseau me guidera chaque jour, jour de tonnerre ou d'orage. In this poem.
Wow. All images that had nothing to do with the poem aside, Jungheim, the assault pit dog that appeared and disappeared while I was listening. Yes, this was a wonderful quality. It showed a great love for the speech and flavor and language of the Romantics. Would you like to comment the feedback, Brack?
I just, you know, her poetry always puts you in a good mood, I think. You know, she's got a way of talking and just, you know, no matter what she's telling you about, even with the sad undertones, she finds hope. And you know, I think that's what makes her writing so beautiful. She you know, she's got the birds and the wings guiding her and things like that, and she's never without that ray of it's gonna work. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we all need that kind of hope with the kind of weather we're experiencing. You have Hurricane Hillary hitting the West Coast and the fires that seemed to be deliberately set Maui, Hawaii last week. Yeah, hope is really the key of what's going to save the species. Did Boo come back?
I'm here. I wasn't leaving. I was just saying if that happened, but I'm good. Well, this is Sawa's the epitome of a true friend and a real friend and someone who sticks by no matter what. She's uplifting, inspiring, and she's the epitome of hope, too, if I were to say. I mean, just a beautiful person inside and out. I hope that you're doing well and you're successful. I'm sure you're getting straight A's because she's a smart cookie, too. And, you know, everybody's a sucker for the French. I used to not like French, but I like it now because of you. It's beautiful, like you and your poetry. So well-written, always full of emotion, always, like, delicate, graceful. Poetry with honesty that you always give us. So thank you. Love you, miss you, and hope you're coming back one of these days.
Your place is still here, Sala. Whenever you want to call in the show, you're more than welcome. So, what else can we do? All right.
I wish we had one
Randall.
From Papa. We don't. Here's from Randall. Adam. We have the hilarious
you
one from Adam.
I can find Adam, but I couldn't find Zappa. Here's Randall.
Yeah, I can't find Zappa either. He doesn't have one here. Too bad. We could play.
This piece was written end of July 2020 for a dear friend's picture prompt contest. It's called Viewing the Muse. I gaze into a white sun setting down on the wet skin of ruffled waters, tender with a lit caress, like the motion of lucid mirrors in blistering shades, drenching the skies with burnt ribbons. Though chaos blows in rowdy gusts with a crafty haze of brown confusion through these silver curls, tainted by a smother of bitter wind, stretching the boundaries of proud waves. Small starlings with stark pinstripes, painted sharp upon kite wings, dart in their intricate revelry of being birds, completely unconcerned. Now erratic fears cradle sullen faces, lips, taste of fragile lives, shifting in the balance, rising to meet rage, emerging into invisible forces, shouting the chants of pandemic to the fallen pan, only to gather for night's final unfolding on celestial thresholds, completed by destiny, determined long ago, before time bewed movement in a marriage of passing stages. End of poem.
Yeah, and this one showed great quality and time gradation. You had the successive of one consequential event, which leads into the progress of movement of series. Yeah, I think it showed an amazing artist touch. What about you, Rack?
He captured the flow of the water, I think, beautifully in that. The water, the calmingness, and then the inherent sensuality of it. Beautifully done, you know, lovely imagery carried away on the waves.
You were saying, Boo?
So I thought Rack was
all
speaking.
Right.
Were you done, Rack?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, he's another one. True friend, a real, always have, supportive, always has my back no matter what from day one. He's appreciated so much. But the words here are so poetic, so beautifully woven. I mean, he's talking about the pandemic, you know, brushed, I think he said burnt rainbows on brushed lips of lies. It's just beautiful there. I mean, there was the descriptions are so perfect. We're going to rise to meet our last rise to meet the pandemic in a fierce fidelity of fire. I mean, he said, it's just, the whole thing is so descriptive, so poetic, so beautiful. I mean, and, you know, I swear to God, he's a prophet. I say this all the time. He knows things that no one else knows. It blows my mind. He's deeper than so many people know or think, and he's beautiful all around, just like his poetry. And we have another caller. Thank you, Randall, for everything.
To the frequency caller.
Oh, hey, what's up? Is y'all hear me?
Hey, PB, what's up?
Oh, hey, I'm supposed to just calling in. Shit, what's going on?
Hey,
how's everybody doing?
How are you doing? Thanks for calling.
We're having a nice day at SoundCloud with the formers.
Oh, yeah.
From him?
I was going to say I didn't have one today. I'll be so long.
I probably have to read one that's already here since, you know.
Yeah, I thought I had a couple ready to just read, so I figured it.
Sure, we can play one we got, whatever you want.
Okay. Well, hell, I mean, like I said, I just had a couple ready to read, so I didn't have a cloud ready. So.
All right.
Are you ready for me? Or?
I just lost $40 somewhere. I don't know where I had it, but now I don't know where I put it. Anyway, yeah, we're ready.
Okay, well, give me just a sec here. I got to get back over to my transcript. All right, we made it. All right. This is one of my older, well, older, not that old, from the cage. What I can give to you is nothing that in time you wouldn't have taken. Having a good voice with which I could sing, or really anything, I've been forsaken. Great beast mane, indiscriminate rage, some twisted, hellish, and nightmarish ire. When they're through mauling me, a cage, so I may sit alone and watch life conspire to rob me of all life except psychotropic, single thing not taken, the last I need. Alone, deranged, dying, visions go topic, plunging needles intravenous, fire it feeds. Of life, the best advice I could give is to stop it. Follow my example by never following. If in doubt, think of me and do opposite. I'll be here all alone, of my cage, king. End poem.
Yes, those events where you have to stand up for what's right, and that's what makes a true hero. I think so myself. It had me reflecting. Good piece, Pee-wee. And feedback from Rack.
Wow, Pee-wee. It's hard to, you know, comment on this without trying to get, like, you know, sound like you know where you're coming from, because it's hard to, you know, I don't know you. So the things that I pick up that I hear, you know, aren't necessarily there, but you know, it sounds like you're writing about some decisions you made that you regret, and you know, you don't want people to make the same mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a powerful piece.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of bad decisions wrapped up in that one.
You're gonna hate me, because
on the highway doesn't mean you have to make the turn left or right. Ooh, what about you?
He's going to hate me, but I was going to ask him to read it again because my patient was bothering me.
That's all right. I can handle that. Not a problem at all.
Thank you.
All right.
I am not a very good multitasker.
Are we ready?
Ready.
You ready, Boo? Okay.
Drugs given, I'm ready.
All right. Wait, they weren't given to me. What the hell? Oh. No. Right.
You want some Seroquel? I'll share the wealth.
Hey, hell yeah. Hey, dude. From a cage, here we go. What I can give to you is nothing. In time, you wouldn't have taken. I haven't a good voice with which I could sing, or really anything. I've been forsaken. Great beast mane, indiscriminate rage, some twisted, hellish, and nightmarish ire. When they're through mauling me, a cage, so I may sit alone and watch life conspire to rob me of all life except psychotropics, single thing not taken, the last I need. Alone, deranged, dying, the visions go top, plunging needles intravenous fire it feeds. Of life, the best advice I give is to stop it, follow my example by never following. If in doubt, think of me and do opposite. I'll be here all alone of my cage, king. And there you
go. Is instrumental, or in the other words, David Growl, there goes my hero. Who are you, better receptive now to respond?
This sounds like a really bad trip, like, to me, of... somebody who also has, like, psychological issues or psychiatric history. I don't know if I'm right, but when you said your life conspires, you know, following your example, think of me and do the opposite, I think you said?
Yeah.
In your cage, like, don't Maybe it's your inner voice talking to you too, like, you know, do the opposite of what you see me doing, and maybe your life's going to turn out better, or you're going to be better. But this is somebody who's really lonely too, I think, who's sitting alone with his thoughts, kind of wondering what happened and how he got here and how to get out of it. I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I see. And also a little bit of, like, psychotropics. He said, like, he's tripping. So maybe he's just having a bad trip, and he's seeing all the things that he never saw before about himself. I don't know. Am I close or not?
I wish I could say it was just a bad trip, but it was like, you know, one of them 30-year-long bad trips or 35, you know.
30-year-long bad trip. Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's more or less just a reflective piece.
Kind of like my bad luck. 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes we forget it's poetry and it's not all based in fact. Well, it's based on our experiences usually, but it's not factual sometimes. And sometimes it's exaggerated. Sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, thinking on an experience. So it can be misleading. We tend to want to characterize it or personalize it, and sometimes that throws us way off base.
Well, a lot of times that's because...
Really, you're right.
Yeah, this one was pretty dead nuts, so I mean, like, a lot of times I do exaggerate and whatnot, but, yeah, this one was it was written from a pretty bad place, you know?
You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. Are you starting to feel better about your heart or not really?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's coming along, man. Time, you know. It's just I got hit hard all at once, you know. Now with my dog and everything, it was just fucked. But
and it was everything all at once out of nowhere, right? Because that seems to be what happened to me.
Yeah, it's just blindsided, you know, like kind of the foundation you have, and the whole cornerstone holding everything in place, just wham, gone, you know. But, yeah, I've been writing again more and just kind of getting back into some kind of a routine instead of just aimlessly wandering around, you know.
Yeah, but I hate when you don't see it coming, too, because you're like, hey, you know, that's the last two relationships that happened to me. You know, I just all of a sudden out of the blue, what? I didn't even know we had a problem. Guess what? Guess we did.
Yeah. She's my 30-year one, so it's ridiculous, you know?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. It's not even funny, but it is, because we're just like, well, fuck it. I mean, what else can you do, you know? And at some point, she's probably going to regret it.
You'd be crying.
I hope, anyway. You know, if you would have brought this shit up earlier, maybe we could have had a chance to fix it. But now, since it's gotten to this point, like, it's too late.
Well, like I said, I had forgotten, and, you know, like, then I got your text. It was like, oh, shit, that's right.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You're here now. That's all that matters, you know? We're not giving up. We're not quitting. He might want us to go away, but obviously he doesn't know how we roll. So, you know, the next thing is
Holy Grail.
So we're trying to get people to the clubhouse.
That's Timberlake, you know. On Jay-Z. Yeah. So, all right, I have no idea what the two of you were talking about, but I'm sure it was great for broadcasting. Here's another one of our supporters, Dante, with All My Being.
With All My Being.
You can read your other one in a bit.
Am I writing my heart out, like little canyons on a piece of paper? Rubik's dark blue, almost as a sapphire. For you, because you're the only one, the only thing my heart desires. So through these little dimples, I flow my emotions out. Love, crazy, dark, sad, and silly. But everywhere we go, wherever we may be, my heart found its home with you, my goddess, my queen. The fairest I have ever seen. So, am I speaking words to let my mind speak? Slipping smooth out of my lips like pink rose petals on still water floating. But really in yours, I'm drowning, because yours are like a deep blue ocean. So sapphire, your smooth edges show. And wandering my dark red thoughts, because in there it was like hell. A ruby, dusted, broken, and filled with darkness. But healed, smoothened, and enlightened, by you, my beautiful angel. Thus I lit my soul fly, searching for that other firefly, swiftly like a bird through the sky, kissing that green faded shine through these white cloud pillows and looking up to that miracle, a deep blue surrounded by green, outside. The red wants to join, melt with that blue to make that green everlasting, so connected into one, everlasting into a fusion, the amor esque at extremum terra, de mihi. And now we come by my body, sensations felt throughout, whether it's my heart beating as fast as a bullet, or my mind's words whispering as the wind, my soul soaring through it like electricity, every little fiber in it is like a human walking the earth, veins are highways, blood cells are cars racing, and my eyes are mirrors reflecting that beautiful sight. Your sweet smile, cute wink, lovely gestures, and all those crazy emotions we both have. And even through every moment, my beautiful, gorgeous, sweet wife, to il follow nam cetera pite mea, cum te amo intra me sunt omnia. The end. Love you, Bella.
Yeah, there's that one line there. Everyone, motherfucking Moses for noises. I don't know if that was a distortion or what was the original take, but it sums it up that you want to hear that higher word, and then it just comes crashing in as any other daily speech or dialogue. Rack, what do you think of this fight, Ante?
It's fantastic. Raw, emotional, and unrehearsed. I mean, that's not something that I don't think you can read from a script. You know, that was from his heart. That was beautiful.
Definitely, definitely. Pee-wee, would you like to comment on this piece by Dante?
Man, I was caught in damn crickets, and then I came to grab a cigarette. I couldn't hear most of it. I'm sorry. Like I'm with the program now, though. Good to go.
I heard beautiful, my beautiful love, and then he spoke a little bit in Spanish. I think he's responding back to someone who he loves, because she always writes in Spanish too. You know, you
that's
can hear the undying love and devotion there. You know, it almost makes you wonder, like, why can't you just be together, you know? And but, you know, we don't know what happened, obviously. But yeah, beautiful dedication, and the love flows through even now. And, you know, I guess it's corny as it is, but if it's meant to be, you know, it comes back to the, whatever that saying goes. So yeah, lovely, right? Thanks for your support.
Yeah.
Let's play
Adam's
one.
Are you talking about his relationship with Bell, who used to be on the blog sometimes?
Yeah.
Bell, yeah. It's a shame we never found out whatever became of her. We haven't heard from her in over a year, Bella. But, yeah, I remember that when they had that intense relationship going on. They did a comeback piece together, exchanging words. How much longer
can you play
ago
Adam now? Because then we need a good we need
yeah.
to laugh. And not that
retro.
It's funny, but it cracks me up.
All right. And let's see what else we have going here for us tonight.
Hey, play Adams.
Why
you have
don't
Adams.
We play a bit of Budo, and then I'll do Adam. Budo, thanks for all the times you contributed on the show, buddy. We'll be right back.
give me what I need. It's like heaven above. You give me unconditional love.
Amazing, yeah, I love that ending there with the fade out. And the first time it's done in studio production was the Beatles' 8 Days a Week, the fade out on the rock song, and that was later immediately incorporated by acts like what you have of Cream, Jimi Hendrix. You know, it just became a standard. You had the tune, and then after that, just let it slide off with the vocals or what you have of the lead guitar, like Budo demonstrated. This was a great rock piece. And what do you think of this? What would you like to say, Rack?
Oh, man. I haven't heard him in so long. That was a lovely choice. Great song, bud. And, you know, it's hard not to give you unconditional love, man. That was absolutely gorgeous. You know, beautiful guitar in that, and just rocking piece. You set such a mood. It was great, really great.
Yes, studio engineering mastery. And Pee Wee, did you like what you heard from Buddha?
Yeah, that's like it's only maybe the fourth or fifth piece of his I've heard since I've been on AP. But man, he always. I mean, is that him playing?
Yeah.
Doing all the guitar and everything.
Yeah, he does all that and stuff.
He kicks ass, man. Like everything I've heard, it's like, God damn, he rocks, man. And like in hell, I can relate with the song too, because I had a freaking bipolar ass girlfriend that used to punch me in the face in the middle of the night, so I can relate to that.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
What's with these girls these days? Did she ask you for gas money after she punched you?
Oh,
I had a junior with cheating on me. Bang.
Yeah, broken nose once, man. It's all fun and games, you know, until you're bleeding all over everything.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love it, man.
Yeah, you know how to keep it real. Boo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Why you keep asking me that?
Want to comment on Budo?
I love Budo, and I love his poetry. That was, I mean, amazing. I haven't heard him in a while either. He rocks. He's such a sweet person, a good poet. So much emotion always in his writing and his music. He's all around great person and a trustworthy person too. So, yeah, I love that. That was a good choice.
Unconditional love. Just give me that love, baby. All right. And coming up is...
doesn't everybody always have conditions? Is there unconditional love, do you guys think?
Yes.
Yeah, there's all forms of unconditional love, but it's not one that, you know, it means the person's going to go ahead and pay your mortgage and do all your bills. It's unconditional love. They love you for who you are. That's the basis of the whole premise.
Anyone that's ever owned a dog has known unconditional love.
Damn it, dude, you're right. Fuck. Sorry.
You're allowed to curse. It's all right. Okay.
Yeah, no,
next.
I know. I'm still breathing.
Somebody else made that rule up that wasn't even true. Okay, Raz.
All right. And the man of the hour has not yet again called on the show. I think maybe he's avoiding me. I don't know. I wish he would call Adam.
Yeah, me too,
just,
Adam. This shit's hilarious, though.
Get word back in, edgewise. I left a few messages with him on Discord, but I received no response. And, well, do I play the Coco Lipsis song again, or...
Play that one. Play the Coco Lipsis one.
Play
so funny.
Again for him?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
they weren't here.
You know, it's like when you wake up in the morning, you don't remember what you did the night before. Here's Coco Lipsis.
Aphrodite, aphrodisiac, with the Coca-Cola hips in your booty shorts, sweatpants, you dip. Look so hot, let's dance. I'll sip you up an ice cold, bitch. Let me drink you down the full glass. From your cherry tasting lips to your hips and everything in between. The sugary so sweet, finger licking, ooh, sticky good. So light some of that icky perp and get to twerking for daddy like you a perp. My number one suspect, cause you tease me, it's criminal. Got these thoughts, kinda psycho. The curves are alive, and I wanna ride all night. Until dawn, she sighs. She's hungry for me in her warm starlight bedroom eyes. Feel her heat between them thighs. Gliding up on me just right. Waking up, 6 in the morning. We just live in bed, pure nymphomaniac, constant contact. But I'll make a breakfast instead. Cooking up some biscuits, inner biscuits. Some gravy, and I'm depraved, yeah, cause I've been thinking I wanna butter her. The way we bounce, jiggle, sway, pick a boo, see ass cheeks and she prances around and pouts, is it ready? In underwear, my t-shirt, no bra, see them nipples, ooh, no makeup, yeah. And I'm ready, her hair is tossed, it's never sexier, cause it's comfortable, she's comfortable and she makes me comfortable. Ooh, with the Coca-Cola hip, yeah, Coca-Cola hips. Need to take me some long sips, drink her in. Gonna give me a heart attack as she slides on me. Feel her heart breath on my neck, moans like poetry, chills up my spine. I'm instantly in the zone, touching me feels musically exclusive, alive. She has the rights, and she takes grip of my, yeah, yeah. She's got the Coca-Cola. She's got the Coca-Cola. Sway, way, way, way back. Mm. So finger licking, ooh, sticky good. Light up the icky perp, twerking for daddy like you a perp. Number one suspect. And how you tease this criminal, criminal. You fucking criminal, the way you got me sprung,
Into Coca-Cola hips, Aphrodite, aphrodisiac. She's a nice cold bitch. So fucking hot, let me drink you down in one shot, 100 proof. I don't need no proof. She's the proof. My antidote, my aphrodisiac, put me to sleep like an amnesiac. I don't remember shit.
And this is also known as Coca-Cola Hips and Coca-Cola Kitten. He has two different alternative titles. And, yeah, that was him kicking that bass with the string rap.
That's fucking funny.
Would you like to comment on this piece by Adam Warchak?
I need a Diet Coke. he's smooth moves, man. He's got the rhythm and everything. It's all right there. He had a moment, that was for sure. That was real cool.
It's so wrong, it's right.
Aphrodite, aphrodisiac.
Right. And there's an element there of number one criminal. You know, this girl's a suspect. She's a man killer. What about you,
Huey? I had this super badass comment ready to go, but I can't remember shit. You know how that goes. No, it was a killer, man. It was good shit. What more do I need to say?
Yeah, Adam was bringing the game hardcore.
I think it's hilarious.
Boo, are we going to cut this short for the night or what? All right.
Just
I'm going to find another
the whole way. The whole aphrodisiac, she's criminal. I guess you have to know him to know how funny. I just think it's a riot because it's just like, it's just funny. It's kind of cheesy. It's kind of corny. It's just, you know, and then he's got, and the way he sings it is like in another voice, almost like it doesn't even sound like him. That's why it's funny. It's kind of bluesy. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious, but it might just be me.
Yeah, I had kind of my own impression of the piece. I think Adam really should seek out more of these recordings. He has great potential.
He should definitely record more of his poetry. Poetry is good. Like, we don't have any sound files of him because he usually calls in, that's why. But maybe now we might want to get some more from him.
Is someone on the phone?
All of us.
All right. Here's Conrad and again.
At Conrad's request. Happy birthday. Thanks for helping me out.
Any background history on that piece, Boo?
A lot of caffeine later.
Stocked up on vitamin pills.
Red time with Boo.
It's like a jazzy carnival.
Conrad, you know, he would just join that day, and he hosted a show. I've never had anyone do that. I was like, you go, boy. That's pretty ballsy. And it was his birthday. So, and he did a great job, too. I don't think we have any SoundClouds from him, though.
Oh,
I just keep giving us these warnings for this thing. We're not allowed to travel, it says, on the road. It says we're not allowed to travel, emergency. We just had a we're having earthquakes over here. Yeah, and it's raining, too. That's weird. Yeah, sorry, anyway.
Hurricane Hillary. But, yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to cut this short and end the show.
Okay. Actually, we're going to let Pee-wee has another one and then you, two.
All right. I can handle it.
I was going to read one, too. And then we'll have to do one more. Then we can go. Are you in a rush?
No, I'm not in a rush, but it seems that there was just one purpose of sending it out that we're going to change the formatting and then letting it roll like we've done so far tonight.
I got to get the website, too. So go ahead, read yours.
Me?
Pee-wee.
Okay. All right. I got you. I'm ready to go. All right. I guess one's called Spun Around. Securely intent, sand, superficial sense of security. Wallowing inside a vile, festering mire, or used to be. Cannot see ahead, blinded by all this scrutiny. Stitches eyeball my eyelids, what did you do to me? Running on scene, but can't get up and run away. Looking right into the night, but I see the light of day. Prophets and martyrs all claim to know the way. Drowning in a lagoon of lagoons, nothing left. Tried to time a tie with no ties to tie me down. Spinning in circles around the sun until I spun around. Everyone in the room's treating me like a clown. Tried to play your tune, but it made a rotting sound. Lifetime lived out inside the walls of the essence of sun. My body's a throng of flies here begins to nibble on. I just kept it up and going until one day I was gone. Righteously right in my righteousness till I was wrong. Superimposed juxtaposition transposed upon a sign. Imposition from darkened alleyways inside my mind. Time affords days to seek, but I cannot seem to find. How far to tow when you're forced to toe the line. That's the end. Is everybody else getting that crazy echo?
Yeah, I think someone's got the radio on in the background.
Oh.
They don't, though.
Wouldn't be me with the radio on in the background. The TV set in the background, but it's not picking up on audio here. So we have some form of frequency. Yeah, that was a very interlaced type of metaphorical writing. Thank you very much, Pee-wee. And
thank you.
What about Iraq? What do you say to this by Pee-wee Cruisin'?
Oh, man, the idea of getting spun around like being thrown into a washing machine or something, it resonates, you know. I think we've all been through experiences like that, you know. You get chewed up and twisted up and turned around, and it just leaves you feeling a certain way, and like a carnival ride almost, and yeah, it's a very relatable feeling. You kept it well.
Thank you.
The wording is really great. What did you say about metaphorical something? That was really clever.
The interlaced metaphorical prose, yeah.
No, but what he said in his poem, you said something about metaphorical something like that. But that was clever, that those lines right there. You know the line I'm talking about, Pee-wee?
Not offhand, I don't, but...
I thought you might have it. Looking in, like, you have a lot of pain in your life, and a lot of hurt, and you seem to you're almost the voyeur in your own life. You feel like you're sort of disconnected from it. You're out on the outside. Looking in, that's what I, yeah, and a lot of hurt in your, I don't know, if this is, you know, I want to say that lyric, you know, about you directly, because then you don't want to take it so literally, but it does seem like someone's a lot of a pain who doesn't know where they fit in.
Here it is. I'm not going to argue too much on it.
Yeah, I won't go there and make you, you know, but yeah, it's very deep, and the words are, that you wrote there, the written words are really nice, they're really good, poetic, and that line I'm talking about right now, just the whole, duality in that, I thought was really cool. Yeah, I like this one, this might be one of my favorites, actually, of yours. Well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, just wrote that one recently.
Okay, Raz, you want to read yours?
Yeah, I was thinking if all this doesn't really work out with having callers in the studio or new rights, we could just turn it into a radio station. We'll do a playlist, and, you know, that'll be that, really. All right, here's...
Yeah, we have to figure something out. I would really like to come to the clubhouse, but I want to make it easy for Rack, too, because we can't be a family without Rack. And so... You know, we do. Oh, I'm going to get the website. Tell people the website. I keep saying that, but go ahead, Raz. I'm going to listen first.
Yeah, this is out of my own personal journals, and this is called Sandbox Lot. I am no Spider-Man. I am no hero, but I will tell you this: fuck the IRS not doing their own taxes. I am no Eliot. I am no poet. When urinal were urinated by a cow to bathe, India and Pakistan poverty hungers. I am no electoral college post. I am no funny papers afterworld to diaphragm graphs. Conceive all which is possible, and the alum basket donates to terrible monopolies. I am no wise man Arthur Elkwood. I am no check and cash store forgery. But I can know one thing is real. You were never meant to be me. And peace.
Oh, that's really good. Is this a new one? No, this is an old one.
Yeah, I wrote this just the 15th of August. My
oh, this is a new one. Okay. Rakifu, what do you think?
It's that last line that's hanging in the air. You were never meant to be me. Is that what you said? Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can appreciate that. I mean, the whole thing leading up to that is pretty cool. It gets you going, now I almost called him Zappa. Like Pete was saying about getting spun around, but then you know, you get hit with that, you know. Yeah, you know, you're you, and no one else can be you, man. That was an excellent piece.
Well, it's a metaphor for other state of individuality, not just mine, but what I was trying to express with that particular end line.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like very reminiscent of what was it, a piece you did at the end of the show a couple of weeks back or a few weeks back about the base of being the machines and whatnot. Well, that was yours, wasn't it?
I can't really recollect right now.
Anywho, yeah, it, the individuality and stuff. And to me, I picked up on like a lot of tones of like a Eastern philosophy and whatnot in there, you know, kind of transposed on Western society, you know. I thought it was a really neat piece.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're sort of like, I'm always sort of like saying, like, you know, I'm not Superman. I can't be everybody's everything, and I might not always be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm just me, and we should all be individuals. That's kind of what I got from it. And to allow yourself that freedom to be you. And you're talking to other people, not just you, like you said. I thought that was a great brevity.
Yes, thank you very much, Boo. I try.
So let's have Pee Wee read his.
I heard a little Popeye in there, Raz. I am who I am, and that's all what I am.
I am who I am. It could have been emphasized. I was looking for a different approach. I was kind of like just trying to break down modernism to its more basic form by the structuring of the lines. In particular.
Yeah. Nobody can be.
We
I wish
a
we
call
had.
In the studio.
One.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's pick this up real quick. Who's here?
What's up?
Is it the Coca-Cola? Hey,
it's
Sinister.
Coca-Cola, what? Man. It's a yo. It's actually. It's tonight. It's pancakes. It's
hey,
pancakes.
What's up, Sinister?
This is very tasty. No,
hey.
I'm picking up my daughter from work.
The buttery.
I'm reading this in. Well, actually, this is Anderson.
You want to read a piece?
I'm calling this in.
Slapjack!
I could. Slapjacks. They're green and they're fluffy and they're kind of orange. And they're tasty, tasty. So, what's up, everyone? I no longer have an all poetry account. So, at least it was along with me. I was trying to find something. I've written a lot, you know. A lot of my writing has from restraining, sometimes of intoxication. This has been fun, you know. I've been clean and sober now for almost a year. But weed is illegal, and I can drink. I don't drink recklessly. I go to the bar usually, so I drink at home. And so I write. And I'm going to share one of those with you. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
It's called What Regret. I wrote this at 3 a.m. Such a less tragic feeling of my burn. I'm still remiss. I'm lonesome, rippled, adjacent to frivolous meanderings of urges. They lack weighted imposition when but suckle. I'm lacking air in the absence of your chaos. What's the affliction? Such oozing from the indifference of the cost. Your words fail. Hey. I'm short vision, lacking change in the assumption I knew, friend, or foe. Drop the variations of static movement. Where did we go? Lost really stupid apparitions of your callous content. Stagnant there. Previously here. 3 a.m. Here again. I'm lonely. You're gone. I'm already scared of the weakened vibrations in one set of ways. Empire. Thoughts to lose, practical variations of loss, your breath staggers. Come back. There's vast volumes of us and what I can't get over. I'm shaking in my mind. The body tremors from hate left me. All but gone. One turn, though. No postage due. I staggered in redundant circles off and amongst grooves. You left unabated. Yet curiously deprived of value only mine. Why? I stopped verbalizing my woe when the sermon of vile transgression spewed by you, something, everything, you fucked. The moon yawns. The cows go moo. I don't live in a show of your abandon. Kids starve no more for death. Love waiting is the root of volatility. When we grow aside the reckless, beyond adversity. Fuck you. The union is just as wild as a disastrous cancer. Where did you go? Posh intricacies won't realize the answer. My superseded feeding thought, gleaming demand of thought, went frightfully into dank corridors. Where he went almost destroying the prey of my decency. There, I will shit geysers of rebuttalment. I'm going to go to the gray scale of artistry. Flame of the ulcer upset. You read one in Condry's permission to fetch free fruition to life. Cunt. Fucking life. Try. But the greatest is light and ambition of what was never destroyed. Just aggravated on your timid currents. The hurricanes collide. Better without. In a game in which you're gifted. Love under lust nut is a test of frivolous clutch. Fuck it. That was the biggest. What I want was that. A lot of grief.
Yeah. That was just excellent. Love the performance style. I liked also the use of language where the poet is coming forward in a way that we talk on an ordinary day basis to one another and are real open with our feelings. In just communicating, it seems confrontational, and yet at the same time, it goes about the kind of modern dialogue in which we are always looking at our decisions and then re-questioning. Thank you very much, Sinister. Rack, what's your feedback on Sinister?
Bro, in your face with no excuses, man. Holy shit. I loved it. I mean, the loneliness comes through, the anger comes through. It's like, really, I could kind of see you trembling as you're saying it because it's resonating within you and yeah, really filling you with emotion. Beautifully done.
Yes, excellent, fantastic. Pee-wee, would you like to comment on this, my sister?
Yeah, I mean, obviously great use of language, but man, a lot of pain, a lot of venom packed in there, too, you know. It's definitely palpable. That was it. Concise.
Of course, there was some pain there. That's what I meant about openly expressing one's feelings. And he does very finely. Boo, over to you.
Well, I mean, same thing, pain and anger, but not only that, like the static movement, where did you go? He keeps asking, where did she go? It's 3 a.m. and you're here again, lonely. You know, like, what the fuck? Why did you do this to me? You know, why do you get off so easy? Why do I have to sit here and suffer with all this shit day after day when you got to walk away? Lonesome meanderings, frivolous meanderings, lacking air, and absent of your chaos, that is a very strong line right there. Like, you just almost don't even know what to do with yourself without the chaos. And it seems so chaotic then, but it would seem so peaceful now. And then you ask her to come back, staggering in redundant circles that you left. So where is the beginning? Where is the end? And then starved for love, like, you know, why was I lacking when you were here? And now I'm even more lacking now that you're gone. And I'm the one that has to deal with all this shit. So then you, fuck you. That's where the anger comes in, because you got off easy. And I still got to suffer. But also wondering what happened to the love that's lost and where it went wrong. Really powerful, beautiful, and poetic and full of emotion. All of that, like a kick in the balls of, like, just left somebody left wondering what happened and never getting the answers they want. Good job.
And Sinister, do you have a background story for this piece?
Yeah, I actually do. This is written for my buddy Russ's room on Clubhouse. He had to write a song, or write the poem to music, to beats. I'm like, I do that all the time. I kind of forgot about it, and I got home, like, you know, 2:30 in the morning from the bar, and get a phone call from my friend Sean. She's like, did you do your homework? I'm like, what homework? Oh, and she reminded me about it. So I was listening to Matchbox 20 at the time. I don't usually listen to music with lyrics and write, and but I did. I wrote that. You know, luckily I didn't actually write it. I had to learn to stop writing when I'm drunk. Texting is okay. I can decide for that. So I got it done, and that was how it happened. There's actually two pieces. There's another one because I had to now then do a poem about the same context with. Out music. Well, I break the rules all the time, so now it was finding it, you know, the music without lyrics. So it was a really cool thing, you know. It was, you know, I wasn't going in that headspace before I happened to be at that time. So, you know. But I had to repeat it the next day sober, you know, in a different light, which was cool because it gave me the juxtaposition of the thoughts that you're not fully controlled, that are uninhibited, and now bringing them and making them inhibited. So the piece is special in general because of that. So.
That was a great exercise. I agree.
That's interesting. Sober up long enough to bring both thoughts.
Yeah, I see your names there when I use the Clubhouse media program. You're always in the poetry rooms booth. I don't pass by because I prefer the political debate.
Yeah, I know. You like the more deeper conversational rooms. I see that. It's okay.
I don't blame you. I come very lightly on there nowadays. I need to stay away from the poetry side of that place because it's poison.
Where, Clubhouse?
Yeah, in certain spaces. But you got to be careful in general, I thought, and then in general, with a platform like that, because there's vipers out there, and it'll strike, and they set up things just to attack people. So you have to be very careful in any kind of instance like that, make sure you protect your bubble. I'm all about protecting my vipers and my bubble, so I'm very cautious of where I go and where I go now, because, you know...
I know.
It's very uncovering for a lot of people to see someone, you know, that's gone through so much and be so enlightened and happy with themselves. But get over yourself, you know. Let me be. I don't understand.
Let me be.
Come on, get out.
So I guess end with mine, I guess.
All right, we're all ready for you, Boo.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah, we have an earthquake. Oh, I just felt an aftershock over here now. And it's raining. It's trippy. Anywho. Okay, so this. I know. I need to go outside. Anyway, this one goes like this. On a poetry site, a bully dwells, a creature fueled with anger, fiery spells, or tormentor of a predator. They thrive on pain, but there's the reign of horror is bound to wane. With fists clenched tight, they seek their prey, a trembling victim on full display, their words like daggers slicing the air, leaving scars unseen but too painful to bear. They mock, they taunt with a heart unkind, leaving peace and harmony far behind. Their laughter echoes, reverberates, leaving victims shattered, disintegrate. We're not hurting anybody, so why the lies? The echoes through the darkened skies,
a plea for understanding, for a gentle hand to cast away the darkness. Let healing expand. For bullies, too, are wounded deep within, carrying scars of their own where the pain has been. They lash out, seeking solace and power, yet deep down they long for the truth to flower. So let us rise above, extend a hand to mend the hurt and uplift our land. Let empathy guide us, erase the strife, and bring an end to this bully's life. For kindness is the weapon that prevails, with wielded it turns the titles that set sail. It's a world where love eclipses the cruel, the bully's reign will surely be overruled. But guess what? Did you forget that we're a family strong, our bond of friendship shall forever live on? So go ahead and keep on doing the evil that you do. But you could kiss my ass if I scream, fuck you. End poem.
Right, and this shows a healthy amount of woman rebellion towards a self-described man's world. So I like hearing this from a female perspective, that others who feel they have too much authority sometimes have to be confronted on the issue that it's really an ego trip, and there's not a handful of people who control all the millions of lives and events that go on in the world. So, you know, this has its own kind of moral perspective. Rack, what do you think of this piece by Booth?
Oh, the oppression. The only thing I really have to say, Boo, is, are you telling him to kiss your ass? My answer, my question is, what do you want to reward him? I mean,
nothing.
Seriously, though, you know, bullies, there's only one way to treat them. It's hard to live with them. And, you know, the reality is sometimes, you know, the strong are the ones that rewrite the history and crap like that. And, you know, sometimes there's just nothing you could do about it. You know, they get to make the rules. They're the ones that say, you know, this is the policy. You know, too bad, live with it. And, you know, sometimes there's nothing you can do. You know, they used to say, you know, vote with your feet or something like that, you know. But, you know, if you're ensconced, if you're enjoying what you're in the middle of, what you're doing, it's hard to walk away. So you get torn in two directions. You know, it's not worth it to be, you know, to deal with the oppression. It's just like, you know what, I'm better than that. I'm just, you know, you keep your bullshit over there. I'm going over here. You know, I'm gonna carve out my own existence without the nonsense and the lies.
Some people get off on hurting others, so I just don't get that for no reason.
I've found generally in life it's the people that are pointing the fingers, so nobody's looking at them. You know, it's kind of it seems that way. You know, and
you say.
Is that true?
Yeah. I have no clue what it could be about, but, you know, it's a good poem.
Sinister, would you like to be back on Booth?
Well, I couldn't.
Sinister drop.
So
he's
in and out.
Yeah. So should I say my acknowledgments, Boo?
Yeah.
And loneliness is just an excuse from God to why. I would like to acknowledge Lackentor, Pee Wee Coos, and Dante 16, Adam, Think Studio Sound, Phonics, Black Box Fanatics, Phil the Poet, Miss Little Boo, Rob Cohen, Wayne, Salva, Randall S., Aristocratic Valley, Trade Union, Ultra 55, Big Chuck at Pepe's Pizza, Kitty, the Naughty Poet, Voodoo, The Sign, Big Verge, and Open Air Ball Frequencies. This has been another edition. Thank you all for coming tonight to Public Poetry.
Thanks, guys, for your support. Love you.
Thanks, Ray.
My heart is pounding. I don't want to be in my skin.
remembering the past, it's time you learn to live again at last. leave yesterday behind. And take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me in disbelief, say for you there's no relief, but I swear I'll prove you wrong. Don't sit in your lonely room, just staring back in silent gloom. That's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you where the taste of life is green. And every day holds wonders to be seen. Come yesterday with me and take the giant and take a giant step outside your mind. Take a giant step outside your mind.
You, but I've had my fill. Life may be a film, but did she have to kill Bill? Sometimes we're better off when we swallow bits of pills. But that should apply to yes, all of us. Especially old Bill. How come they seem to still walk streets when they go on their killing spree? Leaving broken families, they're offering excuses. Please. Don't like their cheats or policies, and now don't trust the Met Police. But murders happen everywhere. I wonder, do you people care, or are you clones of Tony Blair? Sorry folks, do those words scare or make your neck stand up with hair? Well, right now folks, you'd best prepare, cause people now will strip you bare. No boo-boo and no Yogi Bear, just killing crews of angry youth. But watch the news, our elders too are doing things they should not do. I hear the cry, but this is life, or shooting guns and using knives, in my opinion, isn't right.
Murder, murder, murder. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Murder, 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 kill, kill, kill. Murder, 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 kill, kill, kill.
We're in dark times with fading lights, so what's the point of stupid fights over what? A money prize, or yes, you know, a pair of thighs, or even worse, a chemical high. Well, as the saying goes, what goes up must come down, like bodies when they hear gun sounds. Highs and lows, while blood now flows, which goes to show that people now don't wanna know about these things. Needless killings, until they get to feel the sting, while idiots bling and pop stars, yes, attempt to sing. How many die and lose their lives? Then charity comes with solutions. It's a little late when someone's gone. It's sickening, all this killing. So let's go further into murder. What about war? Who's keeping score of those murdered on foreign shores? What is it they murder for? Death toll soar while blood now pours. It's time to stop these pointless wars.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill.
Wars aren't used to keep the peace. They need to check their history.
they're used to reduce unity, divide and conquer. Don't you see? War has set some people free. But life is not a war movie. Things like these make some believe that guns are things that people need. They tend to be the ones who go on killing sprees because of things they see on screens. Trust me, folks, that's not a joke. Some people let these images soak deep inside their minds. And then they find themselves resigned to leaving a trail of death behind. The youth now die in petty fights, and many now will cross the line and take a life. You know I'm right, don't try to fight and ignore things within your sight. I hope you rest easy at night and never face someone who killed to fill their place. Like me, I hope you've had your fill and trust in love, not pound or US dollar bills, and never, ever murder, 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 or kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Murder, 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 murder, murder.
Yeah, that was Mental Asylum, Lisa Crawley, the Monkees, Big Verge, Murder, Murder, Kill, 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 Gonza.
Gary, did you remember to lock the door?
Oh, God damn it.
I can't sleep if you don't lock the door.
Imagination increases volume, turning tiptoes to timpanies. Beyond blackened corners, creaks become violently cacophonic. Bravery invited behind blissful, ignorant, viewed blindness. Some suspicious activity arousing anxiety sufficiently. Helplessly hoping cannot hide cresting catatonics. Nightmarish creatures nesting, nestling convincingly. Leery lookout fierce fiends fight lightless.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Screams recorded, rendered symphonic.
What's going on? Are you there by yourself?
There is a bad man in your home.
Need you to stay on the phone with me, okay? Just wait until we get there.
Killing willingly, with karmatic kindness.
out.